Give it a minute and try again. Get out of line.
These idiot white supremacist freaks can't even figure out how to use the train system. All right, everybody, they are trying to take this country over, but I promise we will not let them. Today is America's 250th birthday, and on America's 250th birthday, we find ourselves battling with the same insidious white nationalist neo-Nazi forces that have plagued America for its entire history as a nation. On screen now, you see Patriot Front on the train in Washington, D.C. This white supremacist neo-Nazi group named Patriot Front is trying to hijack America's 250th birthday, trying to hijack July 4th, which happy July 4th to everybody watching, and they are trying to pervert it for their own insidious far-right reasons. They are trying to push their neo-Nazi ideology onto Americans in Washington, D.C., and Americans are holding their ground. This only adds to the absolute chaos that is taking place at Donald Trump's National Fair, which we'll cover in just one moment, and at Donald Trump's National Fair, the heat is rising, the crowds are scarce, the Ferris wheel is broken once again due to electricity problems, and it was likely a money laundering scheme entirely. It's very likely Donald Trump put on this fair so he can launder money to his donors, his aides, his allies, and hijack the celebration we were supposed to have. So I want to paint a picture of an America that is in the process of being hijacked by white nationalists, but is not fully gone. I promise you, we can continue to push back, continue to claim our country in our own direction, and create social harmony. I mean, when I think of America, I vision a country where different groups, different races, different genders, sexual orientations, religions can all live in social harmony and work towards their own interests with a shared institution that protects us all from tyranny or protects us all from hate. What's happening in Washington, D.C. today is a concerted effort to hijack America's birthday and turn it into a white nationalist, Christian nationalist celebration. But I promise you, we are not going to let it happen. This photo on screen now, taken by Reuters, is a rather dark photo. You see a bunch of Patriot Front white supremacists riding the train in D.C., and on the train, you also see a singular, lone black woman sitting in the crowd holding the line. And I know this photo is very, very just dark for many reasons. We have white nationalists trying to intimidate people. But I also want to say this photo kind of gives me hope. I think this photo encapsulates what America is and what the struggle of America is, more so than anything Donald Trump or his goons have done in the past 10 days or even in the past 10 years. On screen now, you see the type of resistance, the type of defiance from this sole black woman that defines the struggle of America and the struggle that America has had over the past 250 years. Obviously, I'm a white dude. I can't speak on behalf of black Americans, but it's very, very obvious that black Americans have been pushed down by this overall white supremacist country for the past 250 years. Slavery plagued our country for the first half of it. Even after slavery, we had Jim Crow laws. Even after that, after all of this fight in this battle, we still have white nationalists who want to claim that America is a white country. This is not true. America is not a country based off of any race, based off of any religion, based off of any sexual orientation, any gender. It is not a country for men. It is not a country for women. America is a pluralistic society in which different groups can advocate for their interests and live in social harmony. And this strips away that social harmony. These same Patriot Front losers want to deport all immigrants in our country. That is antithetical to what America was built on. I mean, hell, 27% of working physicians in the United States are immigrants. They want to take away 1/4 of our doctors at a time when there is already a doctor shortage. Patriot Front was also walking through the neighborhoods in the streets of Washington, D.C. Look it, they're holding Confederate flags. They're holding flags and doing chants that are inherently white nationalist. And I don't know, am I confused here, or is it entirely anti-American to be holding a Confederate flag in any situation ever? The Confederacy was a country that split from America and declared war on all of the facets of America that we're supposed to love, like inclusivity or belonging or diversity or the ability to innovate. They declared war on America, and now they're holding the flags of our enemy country that we beat in a battle? I find that to be absolutely despicable. Here is the group of masked men at Union Station after they rode the train, and after they arrived, holding flags and doing chants to, number one, reclaim the country in their eyes, number two, get rid of all immigrants, and number three, celebrate the Confederacy. These are all disgusting, despicable, anti-American facets. And you know, I'm getting a little bit worked up during this video, but it is America's birthday. It is America 250. It is July 4th, and we're supposed to be celebrating the beauty of America, but also we're supposed to be introspective about the flaws of America. And this is a massive flaw in America. And you know what? I'm just going to say it. Donald Trump is running cover for these exact people in Washington, D.C. Not only is he allowing the infrastructure to build, not only is he fanning the flames, not only is he creating the permission structure for people to do this, but I will go as far as saying Donald Trump is protecting and helping the people who are white nationalists in Washington, D.C. The entire national fair that Donald Trump has put on over the past 10 days, believe it or not, has been a cover to inject white nationalism into America. I made a video about this earlier, but they're literally using our taxpayer dollars to send around freedom trucks. These freedom trucks are historical revisionism, trying to paint slavery as not that bad, trying to paint America as a Christian nation, and lying about what it means to be an American. Believe it or not, separation of church and state is fundamental to what America is. We don't want to become one of these theocratic regimes that is based on religion that we're supposed to dislike. I don't want to be a country like Israel, where we promote one specific religion. I don't want to be like these Middle Eastern countries that oftentimes abuse and hurt people who don't follow their religions. That is not the type of country that we should be, and that is the type of country that they are trying to move us towards. In this photo right here, you see another singular lone woman, this time a white woman, surrounded by a bunch of masked Patriot Front people. I don't even like to use the name Patriot Front because these people are not patriots. It's a front for the least patriotic people in America, and they can't even show their faces. Is it fair if I just say these people are pussies? How are you going to claim that you're reclaiming America and you're the next wave of America, but you're too scared to even show your face on the streets? Here's another photo of the white nationalist Patriot Front people walking through Union Station holding up their fist. You see the National Guard next to them just allowing it to happen. I'm not implying that the National Guard should like get in a fight right here or anything, but I'm pretty sure when Trump says he's going to mobilize a National Guard to fight crime in Washington, D.C., and then we have hateful white supremacists in Washington, D.C. who are being ignored by these same peacekeepers that Trump is supposed to be sending out, it feels like Donald Trump is creating the cover and the permission structure for these white nationalists. When it comes to Trump's fair, the Ferris wheel is currently shut down. We're going to return in one moment to the Patriot Front people, but I want to show you what's happening inside the fair right now. I haven't asked yet, but if you appreciate these videos and you appreciate us holding the line and sticking up for America, it would mean the world if you drop a like on this video below. It's entirely free, and it just helps boost the truth at a time when it feels like these right-wingers are taking over the algorithms and are taking over the streets even. Take a look at this.
Good morning, my friends. You know, even if you don't plan to come on the National Mall, I want to mention this. I've seen a lot of runners this morning trying to do, you know, that scenic 4th of July run on the mall. You can't do that this year because it's all blocked off with a security access point. So your best bet if you want something like that is to come down Constitution. But don't forget, too, it's really hot out. So earlier, the better, or just maybe a workout inside. If you're trying to come to the National Mall, State Fair doesn't open up until noon. That entrance is at 7.
It's entirely a mess. It's getting shut down. People are getting crowded out. There's nowhere for people to eat and chill. And speaking of Christian nationalism, there's nothing wrong with baptisms. I'm not saying that. Don't mistake me. But they're holding baptisms at the National Fair while they have all of this pro-Jesus memorabilia. Again, let me be clear here. There is nothing wrong with being Christian. There is nothing wrong with liking Jesus. There's nothing wrong with having a sign that says need prayer. None of this on its own is something that offends me. I mean, as an American, I'm okay with people being whatever religion they want. But where it becomes a problem is when you try to force this type of religion onto other people, force it down their throats, and turn America 250 into an inherently religious celebration when America is not an inherently religious country. America is a country that allows a difference in perspectives. For example, my grandpa immigrated to the United States from Syria in the late 80s. Since then, he has built a business in Northwest Indiana that benefits people, that helps people, that provides people the type of care that they need. There are so many doctors, dentists, heart surgeons, just where I grew up in Northwest Indiana that are immigrants. And the reason I'm saying this is because that is the beauty of America. A Muslim man was able to move from Syria at a time when things weren't looking too hot there in the late 80s, and he was able to move to a country where he built a family. I mean, hell, he probably didn't expect his grandson to be running a media company, a media channel across all social medias. That is a type of beautiful thing that America is able to create. And there is beauty in America, don't get me wrong. I don't want to be one of those people that's constantly just railing against America and tearing it down. I've talked about a lot of things throughout this video that are hopeful in America, but this on screen is not hopeful. I'm sorry, but these people are such insufferable chud losers. These people are absolute fucking losers. They go out in public with their face covered with Confederate flags, then they march through the street trying to intimidate people who are sitting there solely. So at the beginning of this video, I said that this photo actually gives me chills. I think this photo encapsulates America very well. And again, please don't misconstrue what I'm saying as saying that I like the fact that there's Patriot Front. I'm not trying to say that. What I'm saying is the resistance, the defiance, the opposition shown in this photo kind of summarizes the entire 250-year battle of America. The entire story of America is one that at first was supposed to be built on equality, but wasn't. We had slavery. Women couldn't vote. If you weren't a white male that owned land and had wealth, you were basically screwed in America. But over the past 250 years, we have seen the circle of human rights expand and expand and expand. Slavery went away. Jim Crow laws went away. And obviously, there's still a lot of racism and systemic racism. But then gay people gained the ability to get married. Women have been able to vote since the 19th Amendment passed in about 1920. Over and over and over, we have seen America slowly move into a country where the circle of rights is expanded. I heard Obama talking about this when I was at his opening for the Presidential Center. Former President Obama was saying one of the most proud moments of his presidency was seeing the circle of human dignity expand and seeing that gay people were then allowed to get married. This entire struggle that defines America can basically be seen in this photo. Masked men who call themselves patriots but are actually losers standing on a bus trying to basically intimidate this black woman. And this black woman sits there, holds firm, and continues to be herself, continues to operate and live in a country that is supposed to protect people, not scare people. And again, one more thing, Donald Trump is feeding into all of this. Donald Trump's style of politics, the way he speaks about black Americans, his cabinet even. I mean, honestly, the more apt person would probably be Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller is the one that controls a lot of this white nationalist rhetoric coming out of the White House. And Trump co-signs it and uses it himself. But there are some dark, insidious forces inside the White House that want to take America back, regress America. Cash Patel, the FBI director, was recently saying that Patriot Front isn't even real and that Patriot Front is essentially a left-wing psyop, like an organization that left-wingers are trying to pretend like a right-wing organization. It's all such BS. This is a very real movement moving around trying to intimidate Americans in a very real manner. Here was the security today at America 250. It feels like Donald Trump does not care and incentivizes these Patriot Front people, these Patriot Front losers, while also turning his own fair into an absolute hellish shit show. You get more protection in DC if you are a white nationalist patriot loser, Patriot Front loser, than you are if you are an actual fairgoer that entrusted your life in Trump's hands. Trump and his team are reportedly panicking and raging over the fact that there is likely going to be a tiny crowd at his event tonight. A tiny, tiny crowd for somebody who is regressing America. So, I mean, let me show you this video of how dumb these freaks are. We call this LARPing. It's live action role play. These people don't actually have a bone in their body that would live up to what they claim to be, but they like to walk around in masks and act tough. Look at these freaks not able to figure out how to even work the metro, and the guy who's working at the metro goes, "Guys, figure it out, get through it."
Hard.
Give it a minute and try again. Get out of line.
These idiot white supremacist freaks can't even figure out how to use the train system. They don't even know how to get through the metro, and they're supposed to reclaim our country?
Give it a minute. Back in the line. Get another car from Sam. It's right there.
Here, who needs a car?
Right there. Go.
Who needs a car?
Go through there. Easy. Hold it down. Hold it all the way down. Don't press it against the platform.
These idiots can't figure it out.
Country boys. Goodness.
Look at, okay, sorry to be an asshole here. I'm a skinny guy too, but like, look at this scrawny guy walking through after he couldn't figure out how to use the dog. You're not reclaiming our country. These types of hateful people are emboldened by the president of the United States. Here's a line developing out of the Great American Fair. It's a bunch of, I think, Trump supporters or maybe just normal Americans who want to go. But look at the signs they're holding up. Melania equals beautiful. Michelle equals handsome. Okay, so these Republicans hate immigrants until it's Melania Trump. So on that note, we need to hold the line. Now is the time to push back and to protect our country. You know, I was just out with some friends trying to celebrate the 4th of July. We were getting some mimosas for lunch, and while walking back, we got rained on really, really heavily. So that's why I'm incredibly wet. It's not sweat or anything, we just got rained on. And this celebration of July 4th that I was trying to have with my friends was just a chill brunch or whatever, but we were just talking about what it truly means to be American, what it truly means to live in a country that creates social harmony and creates opportunity for everybody, no matter where you were born or no matter who you are. That is the ideal America that we have. If you're an immigrant who is in an awful situation and you try to seek asylum in the United States, you should be able to build a great life here so long as you are a member that is contributing to society, paying your taxes, and not committing crimes. It is really that simple. And these are frameworks that we're going to continue to develop on the Adam Mockler feed. But I am sick of these far-right, neo-Nazi losers trying to hijack the celebration. It is time to hold the line. It is time to hold the line against Donald Trump sending freedom trucks around the country to indoctrinate people with ahistorical lessons. It's time to hold the line against this entire fair that is a money laundering scheme meant to promote Christian nationalism. I hope I painted a very vivid picture of a celebration of 250 that is trying to be hijacked. They're trying to hijack it from the far right, but we will not let them. We will hold strong. We will continue to vote. We will continue to celebrate the America that we know, that we love, and that we want to see. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.